Okay, here we are back with Madeline Gerwick. And let's see here. I'm going to go look at the homepage. And Madeline Gerwick, I'm looking for the call-in phone number, and I'm not seeing it yet. Let me reload the page. So you'll know you can call in if you have a number. If there's no number there, then you won't have much luck. There
can't
it is.
Call in. It's Mercury
probably,
retrograde.
Probably
remember?
Not. Yes, yes. We are in Mercury in retrograde.
Yeah.
I forgot. All right, it's 844. Yeah, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Apologize it wasn't in there sooner, but we got it in there now. 844-769-2944. So give us a call and we'll see who calls in. Okay, now go ahead, Madeline, where we were.
Oh, I wanted to say that although there are these people that are trying desperately to thwart him, it actually shows that there is plenty of energy for him to make very positive changes to really make a difference. He has a way to change the structures easily in favor of, you know, totally new paradigm. And one of the interesting things to me about this chart is that it does show that there are people who are enraged about Trump being president. And at the same time...
And they may never get over that.
And they may not get over it, yeah. And at the same time, there is another large contingency of people who are inspired and hopeful because of his presidency. And so you have, you know, this polarity situation going on basically for his entire 4 years because it's there on his inauguration time. But when I looked at Trump's chart with the U.S. Chart, it's actually quite fascinating because Trump shows up as a warrior for the people. His sun is conjunct the U.S. Mars. It's his sun is trine exactly to the U.S. moon, which the moon in the U.S. chart is the public, so the citizens. And so this shows a leader who is supportive of the citizens and wants to fight for the citizens. And he does have, his moon is also sextile to the moon of the U.S. Chart, so there's some emotional compatibility with at least some of the public. But he does twerk people off, so, you know, there's that piece too. His Mars is opposite the U.S. moon. But it's interesting that he shows up as a warrior for the people. Totally different from what previous presidents have shown up as.
Yeah, well, that fits, right.
It does fit, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see what he's going to do. I'm not sure how far he's going to get on his agenda because he... Like you say, somebody's going to take him in the back room and show him all this other stuff.
He's been talked to. There's no question about it. He's been told what you can and can't do as president. Play ball, and we'll let you stay in there, no problem. But you don't.
But he's quite courageous, and I'm not so sure that they can control him at all.
Well, he's going to have to fire every one of them and get them out of government and make sure that there's no mechanism left to exact any retribution. These people don't—they don't quit. They are really evil, and I'm of the belief that if they want somebody dead, they're going to be dead sooner or later. There're just too many bodies laying around. Look at Seth Rich, poor guy. He was worked at the DNC. Big Bernie Sanders supporter.
Yeah.
A whistleblower blew the whistle on the whole corruption. Passed along the emails to Craig Murray, who gave it to Assange, and Seth got two bullets in the back of the head for it.
Yeah. Well, the thing that gives me hope is that he is protected both natally and during this presidency. So,
from astrological grounds, you're saying that he is protected, shielded.
Yeah.
He's got enhanced whatever for 4 years. 4 years, the whole term.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm certain they'll try things. I'm not saying that they won't.
They already have.
They won't. Yeah, of course they have.
For there have been four attempts to kill him that we know about.
But they won't. But see, they haven't been successful.
No. And, no,
yeah,
it's true.
And they're not going to be. So I would just let that dog go to sleep. You know?
Yeah.
And I do want to mention to people, because this is the beginning of the year, and a lot of times people are getting ready to, you know, get off onto new starts and things of that sort.
Right.
This month is a little bit on the slow side, and the energies are a bit rough. I would recommend that your listeners wait until February 9th or 10th for a new start. We have a very lucky eclipse coming up on February 10th. And February 9th and 10th have exceptionally good energies for new starts. That particular lucky eclipse is, if it happens to hit a planet or a personal point in a person's chart, it's particularly strong, and it indicates a lucky event, a happy event, something wonderful that changes the person's life for the better.
All right, now wait a minute. He has promised over and over again, and many people are expecting, that he will, on the first day in office, begin to, for example, deconstruct and erase, delete, many dozens of Obama's executive orders. Now, that's hitting the ground running. He's already accomplished extraordinary things as a president-elect. It's amazing the amount of influence he is exerting. So,
Yes, absolutely, yes. So, and that eclipse, by the way, comes into range on January 10th, and it stays in range. There's another one February 26th, so it stays in range through March 26th. So that period there, roughly 3 months, there are lucky events that will be occurring for a lot of people. And I would just encourage people, you know, if you have an important new start, you're going to send out, you're going to put out a new product or service, you're going to start a company, you're going to sign an important contract, wait until February 9th or 10th. And if you need a home run, contact me to get a time to actually introduce or launch whatever it is that you're going to do, sign or whatever. And that'll give you a time where the finances work very, very well. So that's my prosperity tip, shall we say, my good timing tip for your listeners. And
no charge. Very good.
Yeah, no charge for that tip. Right. Yeah, how about that? That's pretty good. And so anyways, also I want to tell people that, of course, encourage people to get my newsletters and my good timing guide. That my good timing newsletters come with email updates each week, and it's a quarterly newsletter that actually talks about quite a bit of the information we talk about here, but actually has a lot more information in it than what we can cover in your show. And then we this year finally got out apps, phone apps, for the Good Timing Guide. So we have gotten out the Android app for the 2017 Good Timing Guide. So if you have an Android, you can go to the Google Store and get a free Good Timing Guide app that will show you the current month. So it'll only show you January now, or it'll show you February next month, but it won't let you look ahead. You can buy other months or the whole year, if you like, in the app once you have it.
Got it.
And the iPhone app is coming shortly, as soon as we can get Apple to give us a publisher's account, which is a Mercury retrograde nightmare.
Wow.
So, whatever.
So you're already seeing that. And is this a bad one so far?
It was a rough one, for various reasons. But from a computer point of view and what I would call making things work kind of point of view, from a business point of view, it was a rough Mercury retrograde. So I'll be happy that this one goes direct soon, so it'll be good. And that's on Sunday that it will go direct. But it's slow. It's very slow now. It's going to be slow for several days afterwards. But by the end of next week, things will start to pick up again.
Okay.
Get better. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Let's see who's out there in our audience tonight.
Okay.
We'll start out with North Carolina and say hello to Mark. Hi, Mark in North Carolina. How are you?
I'm great, Jeff.
Good.
And thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Madeline's standing by right here.
Yeah. Hi, Mark.
So, August 9th, 1954.
Okay.
11:50 a.m.
11:50 a.m., okay. Chicago, okay.
Chicago.
Geez, I had it written down as 11:51. Are you sure it's 11:50?
Well, actually, I've had other astrological readings done before, and I wasn't really sure what the birthday was, but and the time. But just a couple weeks ago, I found my baby's first seven years book that my mother put together.
Cool.
And it's in her own handwriting. She wrote in 11:50.
So wow, good
cool.
for her. All right, we'll take that even over the hospital, huh? You got to trust mom.
That's right. She was there.
What's your question for me, Mark?
Well, I'm in a transition in my life. I was shown early retirement with a large corporation a year ago. Mm. Actually, 2 years ago. And the current activity that I'm engaged in to try to be gainfully employed is not working out too well.
Mm.
And I'm just wondering if I need to stick it out longer what I'm doing or go find something else to do.
Okay, so let me just mention a couple of cycles here that are kind of pertinent. One of them is that you have a cycle that's going on right now, which is related to you developing a new vision for the rest of your life. For at least, let me say this a little differently, at least the next 13 years. And so
wow.
This is a important time for you to really gain some clarity and do some internal introspection about, you know, what do you want to accomplish with the, you know, remaining years that you have. And so that's number one, and that's going to be happening pretty much all this year. It's going to let off a little bit towards the summer, you know, maybe May, June, July kind of thing. It won't be so strong, but it's going to come back again in the fall. So it's not like you have to necessarily have it all worked out right away. But, you know, a little bit later in the year, in the fall, by fall, you should have a pretty clear idea. And another situation that's going on this year is Uranus is going to square your Uranus. So,
that's easy for you to say. What did you say?
So there are major changes that are afoot, shall we say. And so I would recommend that you be open to other major changes that will
and these,
be
when
coming
will these,
along.
When will this change period for him begin?
It's already in range. Let me see here. It's going to be exact. Let me check here. Roughly April, early April, it'll be exact.
Okay, Mark, I want you to go back to sleep until April. Then I want you to get up.
he needs to work on a few other things here. But
what is my most pressing area that I need to work on?
I'm sorry, and it's related to work or your day-to-day life. Let
work.
Me put it that way. Work, health,
okay,
day-to-day life.
Okay, it's not
life.
Like relationships or...
Listen, Mark,
no.
Haven't you learned that relationships are trouble? Haven't you learned?
Nothing but trouble. You're right.
Thank you.
And while this Uranus is square your Uranus, it's going to be trining your Pluto. So there's like these major cycles that are occurring for you this year that are big for you to transform your career in a new direction. If you want to go in a new direction, yeah.
So enter the seminary, study for
the
priesthood.
I used to do.
The what?
I could go back to the old thing that I was doing, but probably not be paid as well as when I left.
Well, okay, let me ask you this question. Which did you like the best? What gave you the most joy? Whatever it is in life, I think our goal is ultimately to find what we really, if we're lucky enough, what we really like to do and do it. And that's kind of the golden rule of employment. You've got to do something you like or enjoy. Life's too short. So if it means working for yourself.
That was like 40 years ago when I was making artificial limbs and braces. I dropped out of the business to get my college degree and never went back.
Interesting.
Well, let me suggest something to you. You are a natural leader, and you have the ability to transform nearly any situation that you focus on. So, and there's a certain aspect of your career that wants to help make changes. So I would look at those kinds of things and figure out, where is it that I can put my energy that will make the most impact and supply me with the income that I want?
All right. Here, let me ask. I got to move on, Mark, but let me ask you one more question, please.
Right.
If you really had control and could make your decision, what would you like to be doing in life? What would give you the most joy and feeling of fulfillment and contribution and all the good things we're supposed to do on the planet? What would you really like to do?
I'd like to own and operate a spa up in the mountains of North Carolina.
Well, I hear that there are a lot of folks in that area that would be potential clientele for something like that. Maybe you keep that vision in mind as you move ahead. That's interesting.
Well, and also, Mark, you know, you could go and sign up for the Humanitarian Projects Funds, and you could get the money to do that. And Yes, you can.
Say hi, Madeline. We got to go, but where can he go to find the data on that on your site?
Well, it's at the SedonaConnectionFoundation.com.
Okay, let me go over that slowly.
Sedona.
Sedona
Connection
Foundation.com. All right, the Sedona Connection Foundation.com. All right.
Yes, you can send me an email, and I can send you more information. You can get on my Humanitarian Projects update list as well.
Okay, Mark.
Great.
Thank you for calling. Good luck to you. Seriously, thanks.
Well, thank you, and thank you, Madeline.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Okay, very good. In Washington State, Philip is standing by with one L. Hello, Philip. How are you? That's an inside joke for all people who are named Philip.
How did you know that it was one L?
I guessed.
You're right.
Was it one out of two, right? So I hit it.
That's
good.
Remarkable. My birthday is April the 23rd, 1955, at Tawas, that's T-A-W-A-S, City, Michigan.
Okay, Tawas City, T-A-W-A-S, T-A-W-A-S.
Okay. And what time were you born?
1:30 a.m. in the morning.
1:30 a.m., and that was Tawas, Michigan, right?
Tawas City.
Okay, let me check and see if there's any difference there on that particular one. Let me make sure. All right. Okay, I guess there was a slight difference. Okay. So how can I help you? What would be useful to know?
Let's see. I'm interested in the usual love, money, and destiny questions. Let's talk about money.
Well,
I'm thinking of starting trading the market again. Is that a good idea?
Oh, interesting. Let's see. Well, I don't see anything that would prevent it in this set of cycles. I'm only looking at one out of four sets of cycles. So that is a possibility. I don't see anything that would prevent it. Let me put it that way. I do want to mention to you, though, that you have a very major cycle coming up this year, which is that you're going to transform your identity. So that's a pretty big cycle. It sometimes transforms your relationships as well, because as you transform who you are, then sometimes your partner may have challenges keeping up with you or changing, shall we say, in step with you.
That's a pretty big cycle. It sometimes transforms your relationships as well, because as you transform who you are, then sometimes your partner may have challenges keeping up with you or changing, shall we say, in step.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is interesting. We got a triple. We have a hold. Yes, hold on. Don't go away, Philip. We have a repeating. It's almost like a recording of our actual spoken words for about 10 seconds, going over and over again. All right. I guess we need to take a break and let everything settle down. Hold on a second, if you would, and stand by. We'll be right back after our short commercial break here at the top of the hour with Madeline and Philip. Let's get right back to Philip, who's standing by, and Madeline, what do you have for Philip here?
Oh, I was going to tell Philip that you've got another couple of, three more major cycles that could relate to relationships. So two of those are challenging, but basically it's like you have a unexpected growth opportunity, shall we say. Might not look like a growth opportunity. Kind of like when I pick up a worm off of the patio under a potted plant where he's been living in a tiny amount of dirt, and move him over to the garden where he can grow big and strong. But that worm now does not actually appreciate that I picked him up, and he's terrified. And he doesn't associate the fact that he's moved to a better place as being something he should be grateful for. So oftentimes when universe picks you up and moves you to some great place, you may not recognize it right at first, but it's a big growth opportunity that's coming up for you. And that should be around March or April. Yeah.
Okay. March or April. I was thinking of making a trip to the Phoenix, Arizona area at the end of January. Do you see any anything about that?
Well, that set of cycles is actually already in range. So it certainly could be related to that. So that's possible.
You know, I'm not very far from you. You're in Arlington, are you not?
Yes, I am. Where are you?
I'm in Everett, so I'm thinking of paying.
Oh, my, you're very close.
And yeah. Get some more clarification on this.
Well, yeah. Give her a call, Philip, and see if you can set something up here, at least to get on the phone with her for a half an hour and figure it out.
Yeah.
So thank you for calling. We got to move on, and good luck this year in the year 2017, no matter what happens, Philip.
Thank you, Jeff, and best luck to you also. Thanks,
thank
Madeline.
Thank you.
All right. Now, let's see how many more we can get in here real quick. All right. In Hawaii, Joy is standing by. Hello, Joy. Are you there? Can you hear us all right, Joy?
Hi, Jeff. I can hear both of you. I've spoken to you before. I'm
yes,
Joy
indeed.
Omen of Joy.
Yes.
And that will mean something to Madeline.
Absolutely.
My birth date is August 25th, 1947. I was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And my birth time is 4 o'clock in the morning.
4:00 a.m.?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. In Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Keystone State. That has significance.
I thought Pennsylvania was an oil state, Pennzoil.
No, it just looks like that sometimes.
So what kind of question can I answer for you?
This is going to be the weirdest one of all you either of you gotten. I went through a spiritual experience over Christmas Eve. Don't need to explain it. What I found was that I was born, and always have been, a trance medium. I'm 69 years old. I hobbled myself because back then I read a lot about that, and I really, really, really wanted to be one. But I was terrified of fooling myself and fooling the public, so I didn't trust myself. Well, over Christmas, it was explained to me. I got two and two put together. That's what I am. I accept it. No big deal. Now, I'd like to know if there's any indication of any of that in my chart. And I think I'm being put someplace else next. Where you spoke earlier about knowing when you're being moved on the board. And I'm being moved on the board, but I have
well,
no
idea. Well, not necessarily
where I'm going next.
It's dimensionally. I didn't mean that dimensionally. I meant that, you know, the guy, sometimes a growth opportunity may appear as a negative at first. Somebody may get fired at first, you see, so that they can be moved to a better location, a better job, you know, as an example.
I understand the stepping stone. Yes, you may, where you're going may not look like what you want, but it's a stepping stone. Yes, I understand that.
Yeah. So now, you're asking me if there's some astrological confirmation of your abilities. Is that what you're asking?
Well, that's part of it. Does anything show up? Actually, I think I've recently been made known that maybe in the Vedic, when you add spica, now I'm not good enough at all of that to understand. I've always been Western tradition.
See, now I understand. I thought you said you had a surgical experience.
No, a spiritual.
Oh.
I got it.
I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm rather anxious and tripping over my words.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just having fun here.
You do have quite a interesting aspect in your chart, which shows that you're quite intuitive. And you may get what I call sudden insights. In other words, you know, maybe you're doing the dishes or gardening or...
Like flash intuition?
Yes, like flash intuition.
Always.
Yeah. And so you may, even though you're apparently doing something else, you may suddenly get the solution or the answer or the understanding that you were looking for without really trying. It just kind of pops in, you know, maybe
absolutely.
Intentionally, right? So that's very strong for you. And just looking to see another part of your chart here. Because Neptune is often associated with this. I know you have Mars square Neptune, but you also have, which can be diffused energy. In other words, hard to focus your energy. But what your purpose behind that is to figure out how to take inspired actions instead of taking actions out of fear or I should do this or I need to do this or whatever, but to take actions that inspire you, you know, I want to do this, you know, that type of thing instead. And then does that ring a bell? Sometimes
I understand. Yes,
yeah.
I understand completely. I have a tendency to start trying to move in the three dimensions when things are going on in the fourth dimension, and I really wish I'd keep my mitts out of it.
Right. And you also have a special, I'm not sure what I would call this. This is an aspect, a biseptile between Uranus and Neptune in your chart, which is almost what I would call an obsessive aspect, in the sense that you're so skilled at doing it, you would never stop doing it. You know, it's just, it's a super...
I've actually been diagnosed with OCD.
Yeah, well, it's like a super intuition aspect.
It's so natural to me that I never thought to question it, and I wanted to be it so bad, I couldn't believe it myself. Now, at 69 years old, all of a sudden I find out I didn't have to get to pauperhood to discover this. I could have been using it all along had I only believed and trusted myself.
Yes, that's correct. And most of the time, we've been trained not to believe and trust ourselves. So that's where a lot of the challenge lies. But if you're at that point now, then it would certainly be a good idea to start using those skills.
I intend to. I don't know where or how. I'm kind of waiting instructions on that. But
you don't need
very,
to know.
Very much.
The universe will tell you.
Okay, Joy, best of luck to you. Take good care. All right. Okay, and going down to California now. John. Hello, John. Where are you in California, Northern Cal or Southern Cal? Hello, John.
Do we have him?
We had him. Let's see. Do we have John? Hi, John. No, we don't have John yet.
Still Mercury retrograde.
No, it is. That's no joke. This is exactly the kind of thing that happens with Mercury in retrograde. Communications issues of all kinds, not just
all
interpersonal.
Nope.
We're talking about electronics. Yeah, you name it.
Everything.
It's all inclusive. And it's. I've watched it for years, and I used to kind of chuckle at it, but it's totally correct.
Yeah.
All right. John is back. John, hello. Welcome to the program. Thanks for calling back in. We got you this time.
Okay. 11/4/63, 4 p.m., Beirut, Lebanon.
All right. Hold on. 11/4/63, 4 p.m., Beirut, Lebanon.
Lebanon.
Okay. 4 p.m. exactly?
You have to look up Greenwich Mean Time.
Greenwich Mean Time?
No, well, I don't know what time it is on Greenwich Mean Time.
It's 4 p.m. Lebanon time.
Right. No, I have that, yeah. But it was 4 p.m. exactly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And how can I help you today, John?
Yes, when the heck is this Saturn thing going to leave me the heck alone? It was in my first house, my second house. God, just get the heck out of there and just leave me alone already. I've been tested, crucified, turned upside down. I mean, I don't think
Saturn's your big problem. I think it's Pluto. Pluto is right at the top of your chart with your midheaven, and of course it's opposite your home. So career and home are really intense at the moment. Are you in the process of transforming your career or your home?
Transforming my career, my personality, my existence, my philosophical direction in life, my just anything to get the heck away from.
Yeah, so that's kind of big this year. And that's happening right now. And I should tell you, Pluto cycles are not quick. They take about a year and a half to 2 years to be completely through them. It'll let off, you know, at various times, but it's not quick. You know, it takes a while. It gives you a little bit of what I call integration time. So, so first, you know, it puts you in the kiln and fires you, and then it leaves you alone for a little bit and says, "Oh, how do you feel now?" You know, so it's definitely a transformative process, and you know, it's going to be there for
how much
a little
longer?
While.
Did you say a year and a half longer?
Well, let's see. It's peaking right now. I mean, as in today. Let me see. How much longer is this going to take? I need to look at a specific chart here, and then I'll be able.
So it's not Saturn, my second house, or the first house. It's Pluto.
No, no, it's not. Saturn's like in your eighth house. Let's see. Pluto is going to let off a little bit by the end of February. And it'll get a little better, and then it's going to get bad, or you know, challenging again by July and August, and then it's going to come back yet again, you know, by November, and probably be there through December and maybe parts of January. So maybe by late January 2018, maybe you'll feel a little better. I don't know. Is it going to come back that far again? I'm not sure. No,
John, you're going to have to hang in there. That's the bottom line here. It looks like it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. Nothing that you can't surmount, but not a joyride. Kind of like the Trump presidency. He's going to be attacked every day, all the time. But he's going to get through it, and I'm sure you will, too.
My moon's in Gemini, just like Trump. You know, Trump's the sun sign Gemini. My moon's in Gemini. That's what I have in common with Mr. President.
Very good.
Trump.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, John, and really thank best of very, luck to you. You bet.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. In Canada, Victor is standing by in Canada. Hello, Victor. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I'll try to be as quick.
Victor Fletcher.
Yep.
The one and only. All right.
I have a big challenge here. I got back from Toronto, back in my hometown, Fergus.
Yeah.
And I noticed that the Toronto Star has been shutting down the papers that they own around the local cities and towns because they're losing money. And I've been watching such a terrible paper. And I couldn't sleep all night because I'm thinking I gotta turn out another paper in the town here.
Right, Victor is the editor of the Toronto Street News, which is one of the great independent papers in America.
Wow,
or Canada.
So I'm just racked with this about I had a terrible night. I couldn't sleep all night. You know, keen on starting one.
Right.
Now, of course, like Mercury is still retrograde, but I wanted to do this one like tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. in Fergus.
Now, Victor knows a lot about astrology.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a given. So, what's your
It's too early to do anything yet. It's too early. You know, like I said earlier, wait till February 9th or 10th. Seriously,
right.
Those are good days. I wouldn't do anything before then.
No.
Do you want me to do a horary on it or anything, or you know, do you want me to check and see?
Yeah, okay. That would be good.
So how should we phrase this question?
Should I start a paper?
Start?
Are you
a paper?
Starting another paper, Victor? Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Why two? Why two?
Well, because the other one doesn't make money, you know, it's all the threats.
That's because you won't do what I told you to do.
Yeah. this one.
That's truth.
Right. That's right. This one's meant to make money.
Well, just do the same thing, Victor. Come on, give those homeless people, give them a buck of paper, and they sell it for $2, and you get a dollar, they get a dollar, whatever. But you can't keep doing this for free. I mean, altruism only goes so far, and then it ends up... short-circuiting the whole operation. It just can't happen.
Victor, why don't you go sign up for the Humanitarian Project Fund? I think that would be a good use of the money, actually. But so I'm looking at your chart here, and your Mercury, interestingly enough. And a horary chart for the listening audience is a question that somebody asked me. They call me up. I don't need anybody's birth data for this. It's just an important question to the person asking it. And once I understand it, I can do a chart for the date and time and location that I hear and understand the question. So, there's the interesting thing about this particular question. If I were to look at it from a career point of view, the midheaven, where the career line is at 29 degrees Taurus, 31 minutes. That's a very late degree. It suggests that something is changing in your career. And, of course, it's going to change to Gemini, which is like a Mercury kind of activity, right? You know, a newspaper is a Mercury type of activity.
Yeah. One of my girlfriends is a Gemini, and I never know which one I'm going to get from him.
Yeah. And Trump's a Gemini, and no one ever knows which one of him is going to show up either.
No, that's right.
Right? And so Uranus is the ruler here of the sixth house, which, of course, would be a daily activity situation.
Right.
And Uranus is being trined by Saturn, and the looks like there's some kind of partner or alliance, perhaps, person. Juno is trining it as well. And so it's like there's some helpers there that might be assisting you with that situation. So you do have some support for it, but, of course, Pluto and the Sun are square to that situation. So it's what I would call mixed, that there's some kind of powerful challenge to you being able to start the paper.
Yeah, there is.
There's a big impediment. We won't go into details, but I know what it is. Victor, are you going to do this in Toronto or another town?
No, I'm doing it in my hometown, you know, like I live out of Toronto now, after four arson attacks. And
you're lucky to still be here.
A little hot, so I still turn it out. I can do this hands down, believe me, it's no problem.
All right, well, you've got homeless people there that will distribute, sell the paper, just split the profit with them and stop giving it all away. Can't do that.
Yeah, you can't make that work, you see. You have to have an exchange of energy. Yep.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, Victor.
Okay.
Go get them.
Go sign up for those Humanitarian Projects funds the Sedona Connection Foundation.
You're right.
You can get money to do it. There's no reason not to take it.
Right.
They're looking for good people.
thanks for the reality, not.
Okay, Victor. Good luck.
Yeah.
Keep at it.
Thanks. Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah.
Thanks so much. Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Bye bye.
He's done so much for so many people and never taken a dime for it. I don't know how he did it, and I'm sorry to hear that. Well, it's Toronto's loss. The Toronto Street News. He's going to move elsewhere.
Yeah.
He put that paper out every week, full of sensationally important information, and let the homeless of the city sell it, and he let them keep all the profits. I don't know how he did it, but sell it for $2, keep a dollar, and they keep a dollar. They'd be more than happy to do that.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Anyway.
Absolutely.
All right, just about a minute to go. Young lady, so tell us what we look for here in the next 2 weeks before the inaugural with lunatic Obama and all those American tanks, military personnel, armored vehicles. This is no joke. The
it's
Russians don't
joke.
Like this.
No. But you know, Putin has already shown us that he is not going to play Obama's game. And Assange has already told us that they're going to release information every single day that is bigger than what was.
I didn't see any today. We'll find out soon enough. I'm still not convinced that he's alive and free and well. I'm not convinced. I don't know what's going on. There's something strange out there. Take a look at the story. I've got it up in headlines.
I will do that. But I think what what I see astrologically is that we are in a period here through the end of this month that is big for disclosure. This is huge. I mean,
I agree. I think I sense that on my own. It's a disclosure time. And a lot of it has to do with the conversations of Bill Tompkins and his revelations and disclosures.
Right.
And by the way, next hour, David Oates will be here with some new reversals on Bill Tompkins. He's going to put together an entire program on Bill. And David called me and said that these reversals are wild.
Wow.
So we'll hear next hour. Thank you, Madeline, very much for everything.
You're welcome.
All right.
And thank you for having me.
Of course. Take good care of yourself.
I will.
All right. Good night.
Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay. That's hour number two. David Oates next hour and some of the first reversals ever done on Mr. Bill Tompkins. So we will have an entire program on Bill Tompkins' reversals probably in a couple of weeks, but don't miss next hour. Coming up.